We can only guess at the circumstances that led to the production of this plate. But it's not difficult to imagine its amusing presence at the racy and raucous gatherings of humanist secretaries, poets, and painters, the learned, inventive, witty fellows who formed the many academies, sodalities, and more informal supper clubs that sprang up in Rome and elsewhere in the Renaissance. It was presumably for such a close sodality, or one belonging to it, a sodality whose members shared a taste for learned eroticism, that this kind of learned but erotic object, or a drawing such as this by Francesco Salviati, would have been produced. That homoerotic attachments were both celebrated in verse and practiced by various members of many such fraternities, one such being the Humanist Academy of Pomponio Leto, the famous Accademia Romana, was widely known. Machiavelli was told about one young poet in Rome who was always to be found in the protective company of four puttane, or prostitutes, his correspondent explaining that that was because he worries that because he has a certain reputation for being a poet and that the Roman Academy wants to induct him, that he doesn't want to run any risk of being molested, unquote. Perhaps Salviati's drawing shows a young poet being initiated into the Roman Academy. Whatever the case, such an image, like this composition, also by Salviati, just let your eyes wander across this. I'm not going to explain anything. Would have been a source of titillating amusement to all the Bernese Aretinos and Molzas, as well as to Giulio Romano, Marcantonio Raimondi, Parmigianino, and their fellows. And if all these images strike you as not only prurient and lewd, but also clever and amusing, you fully appreciated the Renaissance sensibility that joined the comic to the erotic, the ironic, and the burlesque. As Cardinal Bibbiena, you all remember his niece and his bathroom and his racy theatrical production, as Cardinal Bibbiena announces in Castiglione's great Renaissance dialogue, The Courtier, the humorous is the things that move us to laughter. Thank you.